This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In recent visits, we've studied how to cope victoriously when faced with the special challenge of death. Death is no respecter of persons, but Christ offers hope beyond the grave. Trust Him. Death is not the only special kind of challenge in life, however. Tragedies and the threat of them can cripple people if they do not understand God's truth, plan, and promises. As was true in discussing death, Paul addresses the uncertainties that confront us in life with the same answer: know the truth. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-2 says, "Now, brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." The problem most people have when facing tragedies or the threat of them is they listen to men rather than God. Verses 3 through 5 warns of this. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. False prophets and politicians promise peace and safety, but can't deliver them. If they do, they last only a short time. Since they only know what is happening now, and they only know that in part, they're surprised when destruction comes on them suddenly. Our 9/11 experience as a nation is a good example. Most of us were taken by surprise, including our leaders, in spite of all our intelligence gathering. Beware of listening to men rather than God. Now, if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.